Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Developments overnight at Columbia University. University officials say they've reached an agreement with protesting students to start breaking down the tents on campus, and what they call important progress in negotiations with the protesters. Our Glenn Shuck following the story.
So now the deadline very early Friday morning to have a plan in place, the university says, to get everyone off of the West Lawn. But will that happen?
Frankly, I'm ashamed of the university for doing this. They're just expressing their views because there's people being slaughtered in Gaza, and there should be no reason to call the police, suspend people, all this that's happening.
That's Columbia alum Bill Hartung. He says he's joining in with the pro-Palestinian movement here and that the students need to be left alone. But this junior insists they're not going.
We were able to stave off any, you know, police escalation. We were able to help protect the encampment for another day, and we're here to keep doing that until Columbia gives in to their demands and divests.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here at Columbia.
The head of the city's sanitation union is urging state lawmakers to pass a bill which provides benefits for sanitation workers and their families if they're permanently injured or killed by job-related diseases. Harry Nespoli says workers deserve to know they and their families will be protected if they get sick on the job. This comes as six workers have been diagnosed this year with leptospirosis, a disease caused by exposure to rat urine. Last year, 24 people in the city, including five sanitation workers, came down with the illness. Six people have died from that disease since 2001. A New Jersey woman is recovering after receiving a pig kidney in a transplant. Doctors at NYU Langone transplanted the organ from a genetically modified pig earlier this week. They also implanted a mechanical pump to keep her heart beating. Dr. Robert Montgomery is the head of the hospital's transplant unit. He says if successful, this could save thousands of lives.
This isn't just about keeping somebody alive. It's restoring them to their lives.
The doctors say 54-year-old Lisa Pisano is only the second patient ever to receive a pig kidney following a landmark transplant last month in Massachusetts. A suspected drunk driver killed a 64-year-old woman on the Sunrise Highway in Massapequa last night. Police say the suspect also tried to steal an officer's car.
Pieces of the victim's Nissan can be seen on the roadway in nearby parking lot in Massapequa. Nassau County authorities say 21-year-old Rachel Odici was driving drunk when she hit the 64-year-old driver's Nissan. The woman behind the wheel was rushed to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. A Town of Oyster Bay safety officer stopped to help after he saw the crash. That's when the 21-year-old is accused of jumping into the passenger seat of the officer's car and driving away. She was stopped a short time later. Lodici faces vehicular manslaughter, DWI, and leaving the scene of an accident charges. She's set to be arraigned later today. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Nassau County, Long Island.
Police are looking for the two men who robbed a GameStop in the Bronx this past Sunday afternoon. Investigators say the two entered the store on East Tremont Avenue in Westchester Square around 12:30 and threatened an employee with a knife. They stole several game consoles and then fled. No one was hurt. The city has rolled out a new plan to reduce truck traffic. The Department of Transportation will distribute $6 million in incentives to businesses to get them to accept deliveries during off-peak hours, from 7 at night to 6 in the morning. Officials say that will ease congestion and make the streets safer for pedestrians and cyclists. The program calls for the installation of low-noise equipment for delivery vehicles and safety equipment for unattended deliveries. Participating businesses will receive one-time payments. This summer, the DOT will be hosting information sessions and webinars with business owners to get them to sign up. Now an update to a story we told you about yesterday. A man accused of raping a woman in Soho this past Sunday has been arrested. 30-year-old Ella Williams of Manhattan followed the woman into her building at Thompson and Prince Streets around 4 in the morning. He walked up to the second floor where police say he put her into a chokehold and sexually assaulted her. Also stole $40 from her before he fled. Williams is facing several charges, including rape, robbery, weapons possession, and strangulation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.